This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. and British militaries and a handful of other allies responded to attacks on maritime ships in the Gulf of Aden and other areas by Iran-backed Houthi rebels as recent as this Thursday. VOA's Jeff Selton has more.
The United States, with the United Kingdom, Great Britain, and help from a number of other allies, including Bahrain, Australia, Canada, and the Netherlands, launched a series of strikes Thursday evening against the Houthis in parts of Yemen. The strikes came from the air. They came from ships on the sea. At least one strike also came from a submarine, and they targeted Houthi sites that were used to either attack shipping in the Red Sea or radar installations. Also, they attacked some of the Houthis' air defense system, some of their air defense capabilities, which would also perhaps make future strikes easier.
Meantime, Russia has said it had requested an urgent meeting of the United Nations Security Council on Friday to discuss military strikes on Yemen by the U.S. and Britain. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said he sees a path to Gaza peace. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
Blinken left Cairo after rounding off a Middle East tour by holding talks with Egypt's president. Before boarding his plane, he told journalists that his visit established key objectives for peace in Gaza.
First, preventing the conflict from spreading. Second, getting more humanitarian assistance into people who need it. Three, increasing protection for civilians. Four, getting hostages out.
He also said his final objective was continuing support for Israel to make sure October the 7th does not happen again.
The AP's Karen Chalmers. This is VOA News. In other news, the United Nations top court began hearings Thursday on South Africa's case against Israel for genocide, a case that Israel and its top ally, the U.S., flatly refute. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel says the U.S. has urged Israel to take precautions regarding civilians.
We have been clear to Israel that they not only must comply with international humanitarian law in its operations against Hamas, but it needs to take all feasible steps to prevent civilian harm.
That was Vedant Patel. South Africa's legal team is seeking emergency suspension of the Israel campaign that started after the Palestinian militant group Hamas attacked Israel civilians in October. The Pentagon's internal watchdog reviewed the secrecy surrounding the U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Austin is still in the hospital with complications from prostate cancer surgery. The Defense Department waited days to tell the White House Austin transferred authority to his deputy. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says protocols are being reviewed, but there are limits.
We're not going to track the GPS coordinates on somebody's mobile phone in the administration, and we're not going to plant a microchip in their neck like they're a poodle.
Nebraska Republican Deb Fisher is on the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Imagine if we suffered a terrorist attack here on our homeland. The Secretary of Defense's location and his ability to respond cannot be in question.
Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks has been taking on some of Austin's day-to-day duties. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to meet with a veteran Chinese diplomat and a top contender to be China's next foreign minister in Washington on Friday, a day before Taiwan's elections, as the U.S. continues to caution China against using the elections as a pretext for instability. Blinken's talks with Chinese officials are described as ongoing. Efforts to maintain open lines of communication, responsibly manage differences between the two countries, and address a host of issues, including global and regional security concerns, such as tensions on the South China Sea. Taiwan will be among the topics discussed. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.